My name is Diana Nguyen. I'm from Vietnam. I was born in South Vietnam. Came to America in 1987. Actually, I left Vietnam in 1985. My family spent 2 years in the refugee camps. Well, my father attempted 3 times to leave Vietnam at that time, but in 1985, we received a letter from my cousin saying that they're gonna close all the refugee camps. If my father wants to leave, he have to leave now. So we spent about 6 days on the Pacific Ocean. We're one of those Vietnamese boat people. We end up encountering a lot of Thai pirates. I remember from my memories 3 times. So my mom did not know anything about, nobody write to us and tell us you're gonna encounter pirates. There's a total of us, of 21 of us at the time. Originally, we started out with 24 people, but the pirates kidnapped two of my cousin and one of my sister.
A lot of people who got kidnapped got killed. My sister was able to, they returned her and my cousin a few months later. She told me that as long as you don't fight back, and they actually rotate you around different pirates' boat until I guess they're done with you, and they drop you off as a location. That's where the Thai social service, they go pick her up. By the time she reunite with us, was a total of about 6 months.
To get to America, it was at that time, by that time, it's not easy. You have to have relative and sponsor in America. Luckily, we have my half-sister. She came in 1975, and they end up in York, Pennsylvania. So that's my first hometown when we arrived in 1987. I remember we arrived in January, so my first memory was stepping out of the airport, we see snow for the first time. So that was my first memory of America. It was cold and seeing snow for the first time. I didn't really miss Vietnam. I was happy to be here. At that age, I know that the only way, like my mom always tell us, that we're gonna make it in America, and this is our opportunity to have a better life. So we did our best to learn English and adapt and fit in. My goal back then was for my mom was to do good in school. She said the only way out for us is having an education. Looking back at the experience that how my family were a refugee and why we left Vietnam, for a lot of people who grew up here, like my younger sister, they wouldn't, they sometimes take things for granted. For me, I've seen my family gone through it. And now you're looking back at the immigrant from Mexico. Some people ask why they're leaving, you know, they're putting their children in danger. My parents did the same thing.